I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Senator Barack Obama is preparing for his big foreign trip next week. The Democratic presidential candidate will be visiting Europe and the Middle East. The campaign says that Obama will soon be going to Iraq and Afghanistan as well. The Republican candidate, Senator John McCain, has also been racking up the miles, most recently with trips to Colombia and Mexico. As The World's Jason Margolis reports, taking the U.S. presidential campaign overseas can be risky and rewarding.
If you go to the website GOP.com, there's a banner in all capital letters. It reads, "Days since Barack Obama visited Iraq." A clock ticks off the days, hours, minutes, and seconds since Obama's last visit in 2006. It's negative attack politics, but there is a point to the ticking clock. Foreign policy and national security are hugely important this election, says David Gergen at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
Because of the wars, because of the threat of terrorism, because of the fragile economic condition of the world, it's imperative that these candidates be well versed in the issues by talking to people from other countries. One cannot remember in the past a candidate going. I cannot imagine a candidate in the future not going.
But there's also the more cynical viewpoint about the candidate's overseas travels.
This is entirely about appealing to voters at home.
Dan Schnur has run numerous campaigns for Republican candidates and now teaches political communications at the University of Southern California. He says both McCain and Obama want to bolster their foreign policy credentials by going abroad, but they have different travel itineraries for a reason.
McCain's trip to Central America and Mexico was also designed to reach out specifically to Hispanic American voters. Obama's trip, on the other hand, is less about the specific ethnicities of the people who live or once lived in the countries visiting. Rather, it's much more targeted at a national security audience to sharpen his message.
The question is, do these foreign trips work, and do they appeal to voters? After all, this campaign tactic has never been tried before. 20 years ago, when Michael Dukakis was the Democratic presidential nominee, he says,
"I don't remember it ever being suggested to me that we ought to turn the campaign into a travelogue."
The world has changed a lot, of course, since 1988. But American foreign policy was very important back then, too. After all, we were in the Cold War. Dukakis says some travel today, like a trip to Iraq and Afghanistan, makes sense. But he suggests that once Obama comes home from that, he should stay home.
I thought one of the best things that Bill Clinton and Al Gore did in 1992 was to actually go to a different region of the country for 3 or 4 days on the ground in a bus and really campaign at the grassroots themselves. Now, you can't do that and be spending time running around all over the world at the same time.
But if a candidate sticks to town hall meetings in Indiana and Ohio, he's less likely to have an iconic moment like this one.
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, ich bin ein Berliner.
That was President John F. Kennedy speaking in front of Berlin's Brandenburg Gate in 1963. Ronald Reagan also spoke there, famously telling Mikhail Gorbachev, "Tear down this wall." Dan Schnur at USC says if Obama were to speak at a place like the Brandenburg Gate, it would be a gamble.
If he makes an appearance there and can evoke memories of Kennedy and Reagan, that's a terrific opportunity for him. On the other hand, if he were to say or do something, or not say or do something, that led to the perception that he was suffering by comparison, it would diminish him.
The Obama campaign inquired about giving a speech at the Brandenburg Gate. That sparked a controversy in Germany. Chancellor Angela Merkel said she felt uneasy about Obama using the gate as a campaign backdrop. Still, the Obama trip is sure to include stops at some memorable locations. Harvard's David Gergen says if Obama is cheered by throngs of enthusiastic supporters at an iconic European spot, it will reverberate with voters back home. But Gergen says there's also a twist.
And the danger for him is that this becomes sort of old Europe, an elitist old Europe, giving him a boost. John Kerry, 4 years ago, was seen as too French. You know, he spoke impeccable French, but he had to mask that on the campaign because people thought, oh, he's just, you know, he's Frenchified and that sort of thing.
Only one thing about Obama's trip next week is certain. Everything he does, his every word, every hand gesture, his posture, and his wardrobe will be analyzed, dissected, and interpreted over and over. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.